Welcome, welcome everyone to episode 9 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. I can't believe it's already been 9 episodes since we started, and lots of things have happened since then. We have people listening to our podcast all around the world, so huge shout out to the people of Australia, Canada, the Netherlands, the United Arab Emirates, Germany, Portugal, and of course my home country of Argentina, and Uruguay and Mexico, Latin America always representing. But that's not it. Within this beautiful United States of America, we're being heard all over. So also a huge shout out to the people of California, Oregon, Georgia, Ohio, Colorado, New York, Washington State, and so many other parts of the country. Thank you so much to all of you for listening. We couldn't do this without you. We do it for you. So please follow us, like us, share our podcast, leave us a review. We are a small team of 2 people doing all of this work from our basement in our home in Redondo Beach, California. It's only my wife, Martina, and I who do it. So we really appreciate all the support we can get to continue doing this if you're having fun with us. You can also go to our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com, and send us a message. Let us know what you think, what you like, what you don't. We're really here for you, and we want to continue doing it. For those of you who are joining us for the first time today ever, my name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Kona Morris with her story, The Layover.
I can't see the front yet, but I hear this voice yell out, they're going through every inch of my back. And the closer I get, the more I realize it's happening to everyone. Every backpack, purse, luggage is just being inspected piece by piece. So I start considering what's in my bag.
Kona is a writer, storyteller, and comedian. She has performed at storytelling events around Los Angeles, including The Moth, Risk, and so many more. She was a regular cast member on Monday Night Live, and she starred in Denver's Live Drunk History comedy troupe, and her stories have appeared in a variety of publications, and she has been featured at literary events and shows around the world. And now, here on It's Funny Now, without further ado, is Kona with her story, The Layover.
So, I had just gone to Japan and had the most incredible trip, but it was time to leave. So on my way back to the States, I opted to save a little money by having a 4-hour layover in China, which I was actually very excited about. I had never been, and I was hoping to try some authentic Chinese food. So I land at Beijing International. It is the second busiest airport in the world. And I get off the plane, I'm still all zenned out from my trip, but immediately I notice that the people there just feel very stressed out. Everybody is shoving and rushing, and it just feels like chaos. Before I can get some food, I have to go through customs. So I get just herded into this enclosed plexiglass security screening room where they order us to dump out our liquids. I did not have to wait for any checked bags, so I'm only like 15 people back. But we're just standing there. Nothing's happening. For almost an hour, the line does not move at all. It finally starts just inching forward at a pace of like one person every 20 minutes. And all around me, people are growing anxious. And I can feel my zen leaving me. I can't see the front yet, but I hear this voice yell out, they're going through every inch of my bag. And the closer I get, the more I realize it's happening to everyone. Every backpack, purse, luggage is just being inspected piece by piece. So I start considering what's in my bag. Now, first off, my backpack is just full of rocks. That's right. Both of the side pockets are just jammed full. While in Japan, I had went to the Thousand Tree Beach, where I spent this magical day just collecting all these beautiful rocks to bring back for my collection, because yes, I collect rocks. And my luggage is just brimming with gifts. I've got toys and food and sculptures. It took me hours to get everything to fit in this luggage. I had perfectly folded vintage kimonos. It was like the award-winning packing job. Okay, so I'm stressing out about them messing this up. There's a woman at the front who they order to take every coin from her change purse one at a time. And she's just losing it. She's like, but why every coin? That's insane. And this woman has just become the asshole of the line. It's true. I realize that's what happens if you get to the front and make it take any longer. And hours are going by. It is just insane. People are freaking out that they're missing their flights. Children are crying and wetting themselves. This elderly woman collapses and says that they took her wheelchair and she's not supposed to be on her feet this long. And it is just a nightmare. I am hungry and thirsty and I have to pee so bad. And I finally make it to the front. It's my turn. The first thing they do is take my backpack, turn it upside down, and just start shaking it. And I'm watching all of my carefully selected rocks just pouring out, and most of them are falling onto the ground, just ricocheting around. So I'm very upset. I'm yelling, hey, those are special rocks. Please pick them up. Pick them up. But they're ignoring me, and yes, I do realize that I am now the asshole of the line. So I'm still very upset about my rocks, and I'm trying to get somebody to help, but the entire security staff is just ignoring me, and they send my bag forward on the conveyor belts. When all of a sudden, the alarm lights go off on the X-ray machine, and the conveyor belt stops. And I feel all the anger of the entire line just focused on me. So the man looks at me, points at me, and says, do you have a weapon? And I'm like, no, no. But the doors open and guards rush in holding assault rifles. Yes, the doors lock behind them. And I just, the whole line just gasps with fear. And so he looks at me again, and he turns the screen so that I can see it. And he says, and he's just getting angrier and angrier with me, and he says, is this an explosive? And he points to an object in the center of my luggage that looks exactly like Wile E. Coyote's cartoon bomb, just perfectly round with this little raised notch on top. And he's like, is this a bomb? And so I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And I realize what it is. You see, before I left on my trip, a friend had insisted that I go check out the largest sex store in the world while in Tokyo. Yes. And he dared me to bring him back something weird. So now I'm trying to explain what that is. And I'm like, it's a breast toy. It's just a breast toy. I'm like pointing to my own breast, but nobody knows what I'm talking about. And he asks again, is it a bomb? And the guards are getting closer. So I'm freaking out and I start screaming, no, no, it's just a tit ball. It's a tit ball. It's a weird tit ball from Japan. He opens my luggage and just starts taking handfuls out, just all my perfectly packed stuff, the pristine kimonos, just dropping them on the dirty conveyor belt until he finds it. And he pulls it up, and it is a perfectly round silicone ball with a protruding red nipple. It's a boob, and it's in his hand. And I hear a couple people in the line chuckling, but his face just doesn't budge. He's just staring at me. So he drops it on top of my luggage. Just everything's destroyed, and restarts the conveyor belt. So I have no time to process. I'm in shock, but I have to cram everything into my bag because my entire four-hour layover is gone and my flight is leaving. So I'm running to the gate, and I will admit that my bag feels much lighter without all the rocks, but I'm still very upset about those. So I get to the gate, and the doors are closing. And I'm yelling out, wait, wait, please wait. And I just barely get inside. And I get to my seat, and I'm just trembling. And all I could think is I maybe saved $100 to go through all that hell. Yeah, and I didn't even get to try authentic Chinese food. Okay, so I land at LAX. And my bag is flagged going through U.S. Customs this time. But I'm prepared. I'm like, oh, I'm starting to tell him about the tip ball, right? I'm like, yeah, so I have this tip ball in my bag. And the lady gives me a funny look and says, no, that's not it. She opens up my luggage, and she starts going through, rifling through. And she says, no, we're looking for something long. And that's when I hear it, this very loud buzzing sound. Because you see, when I was at the sex store in Tokyo, I may have gotten myself a present too. And I see her face realize what is in her, as she's realizing what's in her hand. And this is no ordinary vibrator. This is the DeLorean of vibrators. It's got a rotating corkscrew shaft, it's like wobbly head, two pulsating rabbit ear tentacles. And she just like, her eyes open wide and she drops it. And she's like, turn it off. So I'm trying to, but it's flopping around on the table, and there's too many buttons, and it's all in Japanese, and I'm like wrestling with it, and people are coming by, and they're stopping and staring, and so I finally just rip it open and pull the batteries out, and she looks at me and shakes her head and just goes, girl. But she lets me go, and I'm finally free. So since then, I have made a couple changes to how I travel. I have stopped opting for flight delays, for connecting flights. Layovers, that's the word. I stopped opting for layovers. I stopped bringing sex toys through customs, especially ones that are in the shape of a bomb or still have batteries inside. But I will never stop collecting rocks. Thank you.
That's it. That's our episode. I need some more information about this story, I think, because I'm a little confused. Kona's friend asked her to bring back the strangest thing she could find in that sex shop in Tokyo, and the strangest thing was a fake boob? And how is that fake boob stranger than the DeLorean, as she calls it, of dildos that she bought herself? I need more information. So if anyone out there listening to this has any more information about this because you've been to that sex shop, or if you know about fake boobs or whatever, drop us a line on our website. It's funnynowstorytelling.com. And of course, as always, you can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling. And you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, as I said before, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com once again. And you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms and YouTube, of course. On the next episode, we have Michelle Murphy with her story, Murder and Cocaine.
And so they tell me that with my social security number, my identity has been stolen. A car has been stolen. It has crossed the Mexico to Texas border with 8 pounds of cocaine and with the remains and blood of a missing woman. And they need me to solve the crime.
Thanks for listening. And remember, tragedy plus time. It's funny now. See you next time.